As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
The pitch hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Matos. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. Two-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Deep drive to left. That's trouble. Back goes Happ. Near the left field fence, Happ makes the catch right up against the wall.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
It's going to be a good show. 500 to 600
people, and we're just going to see where it goes. As well, we that's do every time on the podcast.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. This is Raheem Ian Harris on The Score. And we got to talk to Ian for an hour last week at Brickhouse Tavern. That was a lot of fun.
Good times. Good times were had by all, I think. I guess we got to clear by Ian if he had a good time.
All right, let's start with that question. Ian, how are you? Did you have a good time last week?
That was awesome. It was great to get to spend an hour and hang out. And I think it was cool to see everybody come out and enjoy it.
Blink twice if you're in trouble. Are we forcing you to say this?
Of course not. Never, never.
It was a fun crowd. Like all the pictures that were taken too. Like how was that? Just taking pics with the people.
Yeah, it's just cool to see. I think, you know, we talked about it a lot, the fans and the support. And when people come out and show up for things like that, it's a special part about being a Cub. And you know, we had the live Compound event on Saturday, and PCA came out just to see, you know, we had over 500 people there come out to watch a live show, and the support and how much people care it's really fun.
I like to think, Ian, that we prepared you better for that live audience of the Compound Podcast by just hanging out with us in a much more smaller, intimate setting. Did you feel more prepared for going on with all those fans of yours?
Yeah, it was. You know what's really cool? That's the second time we've done it. And from year to year, I thought it got a little bit better. I thought the flow of the show, and, you know, we sold a few more tickets. We learned from the first one. But, you know, and lucky enough to get to do it at the Cubs convention a few times, too. So every year it feels like it gets a little bit better. And the following of the podcast just keeps growing.
It really does. And I appreciate that you guys have grown it from where, you know, it was a 3-man weave independently. It's now part of our family here at Odyssey. And to have the live podcast too, especially at that venue, what was it like being at the Music Box Theater? Because I've heard a lot of good things about the venue too.
Yeah, the Music Box does a great job. That's, you know, 2 years in a row we've done it with them. They take great care of us. So it's been, you know, they make it easy, especially in season, to coordinate everything and do that. they made it super easy for us, and working with the Cubs, getting furniture over there. And yeah, last year we did it on an off day, and this year to do it kind of in between their shows and same day as the game, you know, they took everything off our plate so we could just go and do the show. And Pete was generous enough to come by, and people were super excited to see him and hear from him, which is great.
Show and go. I do want to remind people that Ian hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Is this episode, do you know if it's going to be one of those ones that we can download?
We wanted to do the audio, and I don't know. We're still going to see Tom Prizman, our producer, is going to check out how the audio came out. And we're not exactly sure how the audio is going to turn. There's not going to be any video from it. So it might just be a live only type of thing. But we did recorded last night. We had a guest on, Dave Phillips, who's a golf instructor and co-founder of Four Wellness and the TPI, the Titleist Performance Institute. So it was pretty cool to have an interview with him, and that'll be dropping on Wednesday.
All right, so you continue to work on your interviewing skills as the guy running a podcast. My question is this: getting PCA in front of that live audience, what big nugget or two were you able to unearth from Pete Crow Armstrong?
You know what I think is really interesting is when you can talk about like routine, and what guys have learned in that kind of setting, and just talking to him about how his hitting routine has changed, and kind of what he's learned over the last couple years, and some of those little things. We talked a little bit about playing the outfield together and the challenges of Wrigley, and kind of instinctually what one of the things that I found really interesting, you know, Pete's such a gifted athlete and runs around out there so well, but our outfield coaches, and Quentin Berry especially, came into spring training with a nugget for him, and hey man, we think you can get even better jumps, and worked on his pre-pitch a little bit, and just how he got into position to get his breaks, and he actually has statistically, his outfield jumps have improved, and for someone who's that gifted and has been touted as such an elite defensive center fielder to be willing and open to taking feedback, I thought was pretty cool.
I think there are times where you can actually see the game slow down for people. And I feel like we have seen that happen for Pete. When would you say you started to see that occur for him? And give us examples, not just on the defensive side, but maybe also what you've seen hitting-wise where that's been the case.
Yeah, I think the second half of last year, I think he got into a groove where the game slowed down from decision-making aspect, and then from just the pure quality of contact. And I think he got in a rhythm early this year of just, hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to play every day. I'm going to play against lefties, I'm going to play against righties. And so I think that's helped him. I think from a defensive aspect, though, just his ability to not try to make the hero play every time. And a lot of times that's not on catching balls. That's on making the right throws into cutoff men or to the right base. And we saw that kind of halfway through last year too, where he really understands the game situation and where the ball needs to go all the time. And that's been a fun process to kind of see. And like, he's 23 years old. Like, he's not, it's not like we're saying he figured this out after 10 years. He figured it out after like 2 months. And that's pretty cool.
Looking at one of your other teammates, I was really impressed with what Ben Brown not only did on the mound his last time out, but what he had to say about kind of the mental preparation and throwing strike one as a guy, as a starter, and how it kind of changed with the use of the opener in terms of what he felt like his responsibility was in that process. First question is it weird for you when there's an opener for your team? Does that change anything from how you see the game to anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just situationally with the way that their lineup's constructed, that you have left, right, and then a switch hitter at the top. And Ellie's been good both ways, but definitely left-handed. It's the ball really hard, and it's pretty dangerous. So the ability to get Pomerantz in there to start the game, have a clean inning, give us a chance to go out there on offense and try to put up a run, but what Ben was able to do, just coming in and being absolutely dominant. I think he's got the stuff to do that on a on a week in, week out, or start to start basis. But to give him a chance to go out there kind of after there's been one clean inning and just do his thing. And sometimes just that switch up mentally, preparing a little bit different way, coming out of the bullpen, whether that's with the routine or just a little bit of a different mentality, can flip things.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I was also talking to Marshall about it yesterday a little bit, Ian, because number one, I don't think it's easy to suspend disbelief to say to yourself, oh, my first inning will just not be in the first inning. It's like I don't have to worry about it anymore. And then produce the way he did. So credit to him for using that to his advantage. And then also, I just feel like this is another Craig Counsell creative accounting type of move to kind of use your personnel, know your personnel, and get a different outcome.
Yeah, and he did a great job when Cade came up and taking the pressure off him facing the first time through. And I think the other thing that it does, maybe that people don't think about as much, is if you're trying to get through five, six innings, right, you're going to see the lineup at least twice. And so for it to be that the second time through or the time that you're getting to the third time through, that it isn't the top of the order right away. You know, the top of the order will be at the end of the third time through instead of at the beginning of the third time through. So you can go through kind of the middle or the back of that lineup for the third time or for the second time. And you're not, as the guy who's making the decisions on who to bring in, you know, you're not stressing about, well, he's got to face their top three hitters for the third time, and we have to make a bullpen decision at that point. And so it was a little bit easier on Ben, but then it helps you match up. And with that game in a close situation, it gives you the opportunity to go to the lefty field bar to get through that lefty-lefty pocket. And it makes that process a little bit easier and gives us more options in the bullpen in the back end of the game.
You guys are starting a series and a road trip that looks really grueling, especially because I think it's 26 out of 27 games with just, or sorry, you're playing 26 out of 27 days coming up. This is a 9-game road trip in 9 days. Do you have to kind of shift the way you approach stretches like this when you know you're not going to get rest? And I know Craig Counsell's talked about giving guys some time off.
It's definitely a little bit different, I think, because of the way our schedule laid out. You know, we got a ton of off days in April and May because of the 2 extra days from Japan. You know, they kind of stacked our off days early so that we weren't at an advantage towards the end of the season versus other teams about having a bunch of off days. So kind of how the schedule worked out, we got to have a bunch of these off days and really be rested in the first 2 months. And now we're going to have to play that schedule where we have 2 off days in a month. And we're going to have a ton of games in a row here. And I think we're all prepared physically to do that. You're definitely going to see a few off days for some of the guys that have been playing every single day at some point. And I think the travel aspect of this is we're going to be bouncing around a little bit, but I think it's the same. I don't think it changes the way you prepare mentally. I think it's the same thing. You know, we're going to go out and play our brand of baseball and see where that shakes.
Javi Baez got to town yesterday. He and the Tigers beat the White Sox 13-1. I know you guys are about to see the Tigers. We've talked a lot as a show about just Javi's success and how he's being utilized. Knowing that you guys are going to face him over the weekend, you know, what do you think about not just that Tigers team, which is incredibly good, but also just how Javi's found a renaissance the way he has?
Yeah, I think Tigers have been playing great baseball. And, you know, Scott Harris is over there, and he was an assistant GM with us and a good friend. So to see them playing good baseball is awesome. But I think Anthony Iaposi is the first base coach as well, who's our hitting coach for years. But Javi, just his ability to understand and play the game, you know, I was fortunate enough to get to watch it for a long time and be a part of it for a long time. And so, you know, to see him you know, bouncing around and playing center field and doing that at a high level and just being himself. It's really fun to see. And I know how much he loves the game. I know how much he loves to play. And he's out there every single day. He's never, you know, no matter what was going on with his body, he was always out there and wanted to play. And so it was fun to see him doing well.
Who on the Cubs do you think, is there a comp who has the most energy or that kind of joy that plays like Javi does now?
I mean, yeah, it's Pete's that. Pete's got that in him. Pete's got that joy for the game, the flair for the dramatic, you know, the fanfare. And I think that people just love watching Pete play baseball as they did watching Javi play baseball. It's an exciting style of play. And so, yeah, you get a lot of that, and you get the fans chanting the PCA like they were for Javi.
Looking at this matchup, I don't know how much you know about the Nationals coming in, but I mean, they've won 10 of their last 14. They're kind of a middling team, if you will, three games under 500, but they've been pretty good of late. Series wins over the Mariners and Diamondbacks leading into this series. What do you see as challenging about this Nationals squad?
I think they have a good young team. They have a position player group who plays really well and has a lot of potential. I think they got some good bullpen arms, and Davey Martinez, who we know well from the Cubby days, is a great manager. That's going to be a good test. And I think one of the unique things about that, I think they might be running nine lefties out there in their lineup at some point this series. So we were talking about it. I don't know if we've ever seen that, and because I think they have a couple switch hitters and they have a bunch of left-handed hitters, so you might see nine straight lefties against one of our right-handed starters at some point, which would be an interesting one.
Yeah, that might be a lot of work for you in the outfield. I did think about you when it came to the concept of no waiver Wrigley, because I thought about how at that ballpark in DC, that's not really an issue. Like that, they have a lot of open space in that outfield in a batter's eye.
Oh yeah, that's a good outfield for guys to run around in, especially left center. Right field can play a little tight. There's a big wall out there, but yeah, left center, where kind of the way bullpen is, gets pretty big, and it's a great ballpark. Got some good memories there from 2017, from some different games and different teams, and so yeah, I'm excited to. For the series, it's going to be great.
Well, and I also did think about how, you know, Detroit's massive outfield is still
massive.
Yeah, so we're turning the golden
retriever loose.
They
brought the fences in. Oh yeah, he'll be running around out there. It'll be fun to watch.
Do you track your steps on a game in games like that when you know you're going to be running around in that massive outfield in Detroit too?
It's funny. We do have you know, we get all those numbers kind of the next day from the Hawkeye system. So, yeah, the back and forth to the dugout is pretty good. And Detroit's a first base. We're in the first base side in Detroit. So that's the long run for me. So I'll be getting my steps in, that's for sure.
How many miles do you think you're going to get?
I think it's two or three over the course of a game. I'd have to check that on just how many that, and that's just like in and out. I think you end up probably around three. Depends how active you get out there, but oh yeah, it'll be good. That's, and I think, you know, that's the great part about having Seiya as our DH and the guy that could step in. I'm sure you'll see over the course of the next month here, you know, Tuck and I getting off our feet of hair and Seiya being out there, and probably at some point we're gonna have to give Pete a day to just hit and not run around, so we'll see how that works out, but that's on counts. We'll be ready whenever he asks.
It seems like PCA wants to play all 162, and I don't know, with the Kyle Tucker situation, I don't know if you've talked to him or anything about what he kind of described as more minor than maybe we were making it out to be, what happened to him Sunday jamming his right ring finger. But PCA playing 162, is that a thing you can envision?
It's definitely possible. You know, I think that I think at some point, just for, I think we would like to probably give him a day or two to just watch or just hit and get off his feet. And I think the schedule's really lined up well with these off days to not have to do that for anybody. And you know, guys have been playing every single day, and it's been impressive to see. But yeah, I think Nico and Dansby, the amount of times that they've gone out there just every single day. No questions asked to play. Tuck's been out there, and a little bit of DH. Tuck's been out there every day. Pete's been out there every day. So just a chance to give guys a day off their feet would be big, and you know, we'll see how that works. But I know we got a bunch of guys on this team that don't want to do that. They want to be out there every single day, and they'll be fighting it pretty good.
So then also, just to build off of what you were saying about, you know, Seiya having that ability, we saw him look pretty comfortable even when he was helping you out and left. You think you're going to see some DH time in Kyle too this month? Is that what you're implying?
I think it's More than likely, yeah, that we'll probably see a couple of days. Like you said, that 26 games in 27 days. We haven't had to do that yet this year. I think the longest stretch we've had in a row is 9. I think, we've had basically the last month been playing about 6 and then an off day, 6 and then an off day. So I think you'll probably see some of that mixed in here in the next month.
Awesome. Thanks so much for letting us know, Ian. And then what's going on with Connect? I know cold brew is flowing freely these days.
And yeah, we in Chicago, we haven't really seen the warm weather yet. I think it's picking up now that we left, which is really nice. Glad that, we leave town and it gets to 70, 80 degrees. But this is officially cold brew season. I think we can say we're in June, it's heating up. So the cold brew cans, you can get them all over the place. You can get them shipped right to you as well at connectroasters.com. And we hope that people are enjoying the Home Run Club. A couple sweater heats up, maybe we'll see a few more home runs at Wrigley, getting people those Stinger dollars.
There you go. Enjoy the humidity in D.C. while you're at it.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
Nice and sweaty for Ian Happ. That was Ian Happ, of course, joining us for his weekly visit. We are always happy to have him. Coming up next, we need to talk about an aspect of the Cubs that we didn't bring up with Ian that really centers more on a question about how much influence not only is Craig Counsell having on managing the team, but the roster as well. You might be surprised when you hear of one of his success stories. That's next. Raheem and Harris on The Score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Look, I mean, Brad Keller's
pitching wonderfully. I mean, he's doing a heck of a job, and that was a great addition. Drew's been awesome, and Drew's handled that role, kind of whatever we asked of him. He's been an opener before. He's been a starter before. So he's done a great job of it. So we're pitching really well, particularly in the bullpen.
That's Craig Counsell talking about how he's been able to use his pitching staff. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you. And there was an article that came out in The Athletic, courtesy of our friend Patrick Mooney, talking about how the Cubs aren't waiting until the trade deadline to make more moves for pitching. Right now what they're doing is something pretty savvy. They started it with a guy like Drew Pomeranz, for example, keeping eyes on pitchers who sign minor league deals in Major League Baseball that have clauses where if they can go to the big leagues, they become available after a certain date, the June opt-out clause. Guys like Jorge Lopez, for example, recently DFA'd by the Nationals. That's somebody the Cubs are keeping an eye on. And when you consider how they've been able to use veteran pitchers who sign minor league deals, like Pomeranz, for example, Brad Keller, and how they've been able to utilize their skill set on the team, is something that has been really impressive.
Not just impressive, but it's Craig Counsell's overall view on, hey, just because a guy didn't work out there doesn't mean he can't work out here. I think Drew Pomeranz is the best example of that this season, because Drew Pomeranz was not thought about in a way in which Craig Counsell was going to make this guy a guy who's made as many appearances in as many different roles as he has and not given up an earned run yet.
Yeah, we can actually physically show the Twitch chat what Drew Pomeranz's ERA is.
Oh, are we doing this? Okay.
It's zero. It's 0. You can make it with hands over your heads. That's not just impressive. That is wild when you consider what all Pomeranz had to say about this. Like, for example, he said that Craig Counsell contacted him. And Pomeranz goes on to say, quote, "This is my 11th organization in 15 years. So there's a lot of those names that keep popping out. I'm just glad they're still calling, to be honest. Pomeranz is 36 years old, and he was the one who opened the game for Ben Brown in a very unconventional manner to just get that first inning out of the way before
Nine
Ben
pitches.
Could pitch multiple innings that led to the Cubs' first win of the series against the Nationals. But it's what Pomeranz had to say about Counsell that really is, I think, the key in all of this. He says, quote, "I love playing for Counsell. I was with him for 2.5 months, and that was probably the best 2.5 months I've ever pitched, to be honest. That's what I told him. I was pretty good for you last time, so hopefully I can give you something like that again." When we heard that Craig Counsell was coming to the Cubs, it was all about how he knew how to use his bullpen. He knew how to use his pitching staff. And I'll be damned if we're not seeing that now form the way it has.
Well, it's a year later than maybe we thought we were going to see these types of results out of the bullpen. Obviously, injuries had a big part in that last year. But to understand that Craig Counsell, back in 2019, took a guy in Drew Pomeranz that was waived by the San Francisco Giants because he was 2-9 with a 5.68 ERA. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to use it in a different way. He had 45 strikeouts in 26 and a third innings because he used them in the way that he did. You take that, that's one factor. You take a guy like Brad Keller, Chris Flexen. Who did they pitch for last year?
Right.
The Chicago White Sox. How much better do they look in Cubs uniforms being utilized in the way that he's doing it? And the biggest example is your favorite guy, Daniel Palencia. Didn't even break with the team out of camp.
Daniel Palencia's favor on the Midday Show has been a veritable roller coaster.
Well, it's the fact that he started the year in AAA Iowa, gets called up, not only as part of the bullpen, but he's got 5 saves and 5 holds after we saw their previous closer, Porter Hodge, who also wasn't their original closer, go down with an oblique injury.
Well, and the way that the Cubs...
Or hip, I guess, now.
Yeah, the way that the Cubs have also talked about other pitchers and guys that we thought might actually get these chances that we talk about, like that, you know, for example, Julian Merriweather gets DFA'd, but they decide that they want to hang with Daniel Palencia. A lot of that, of course, has to do with what the structure of the options are and the contract and things like that. But either way, they're showing you in their roster decisions that they are not taking any of this lightly. Like they're going to give the hook to guys if they have to when it comes to roster spots. So when it comes to seeing who they want to keep and why, and then how they're being utilized, this is all coming together in a way that makes it function more. The fact that Lopez is somebody we keep an eye out for now is a good example of that. And as Mooney points out, he's expected to clear waivers, but the Cubs would not be in a position to offer Lopez a guaranteed major league spot or automatically put him at the top of the AAA depth chart because you've got guys like Nate Pearson, Gavin Hollowell, Tom Cosgrove, and Riley Martin. But the point is, managing that to then have them ready to bring them up for this is a great example of keeping people fresh, keeping people in opportunities that suit them. You hear somebody like Drew Pomeranz, who is a respected veteran, say things like that. And some of the teams that he's been on, you know, playoff experience, things like that. That's big when it comes to making sure that you know you're on a team where you can get the best out of yourself. That's something that I always talk about. Are you your best version of yourself? That is the goal.
Well, with a guy like Lopez, here's why it's interesting to keep an eye on. Even though they can't offer him a major league contract, all he has to really do is look at what the Cubs have done this season and be like, hey, signing a minor league deal is good here because, one, I'll be in an organization that is winning. Two, I know how they do things with their guys as far as relievers being called up, down. It's a depth chart type situation. You can never have enough arms. I love Craig Counsell's quote that he gave to Patrick Mooney in the story. Quote, you got to take shots. You never get satisfied. You never stop looking for those opportunities. And that's something else that the organization is doing well. The quest for opportunities in pitching. It is 365 days a year. It doesn't matter if it's the offseason, May 28th, June 28th, August 28th. You're trying to add pitching and develop pitching. And it is a nonstop goal. Like just you, because you cannot have enough arms in your system, whether that's the major league level, the 40-man roster, or just off the 40-man roster, looking for a way to get onto the 40-man and then obviously the 26-man roster.
Additionally, Marshall, it just speaks to diligence. This is not state secrets here. Every team wants to develop pitching. Even the White Sox are a good example of wanting to do so. That's not the point. The point is the diligence and the creativity in how they are getting certain players, where other teams may write them off, but they're saying, here's why we're seeing this in this person. And that's when Pomeranz is a guy who, for example, tells you how. So that diligence that not only Counsell has, but the organization has to be able to say, I wonder if that person would work with us. And if so, how am I going to make sure that they are utilized? When you see that play out, you can't argue with the results right now when you consider the Cubs are 15 games over 500. This past weekend's example against the Reds, perhaps the best one.
Relief pitching is by design a roller coaster because we notice more when relievers have bad outings because they don't pitch as much as far as consistency. You know, a starter every fifth day is going to do his thing. But a reliever can come in, have like three or four good outings in a row, get blown up. No, I'm not looking specifically at the guy who started the season as the closer, but I'm using that as an example here. But the thing is, as long as you have a plan and you have guys that you can reshuffle, and that's why I'm kind of okay with the fact that we don't necessarily know who's 7, 8, 9, and it's a different answer today than it was certainly on opening day. It's okay. I think Craig Counsell has command of what's going on with this particular bullpen.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi and Harris on the score. Here's another quote from Craig Counsell that I think is really good about this. It's almost hard to keep up with, he said of the bullpen turnover, but it just highlights the difficulty of the job as much as anything. So you try to just embrace it. It's a harder job. And how you find the answers is to say, I don't know the answers. I don't know. And when people are willing to say that, what usually happens?
Those are three powerful words because that means you're trying to find answers. You don't think you know everything.
It means that you're going to, like, you try to succeed. It's those who say that they do know when they don't have answers that the problems happen. He also continues, always be on the lookout. It's a 365-day job trying to get bullpen help. This is philosophy. He's letting us into the real process and the concept and the mission statement here. He says, some areas of the team, you can't go get a third baseman on April 1st, right? But with relievers, that's how it works. When you ask why the Cubs wanted Craig Counsell, when you ask why they decided to pay him $8 million a year, this is the stuff that I think people expected.
he's certainly making it pay off. And like I think when I say it's a year later than we expected, it's because of how last year went. 83-79.
Here's your roster. Go figure it out.
Yeah, but this time it seems like, and I don't know how much more or less involved he was in this type of stuff as far as going and finding guys that maybe he had passed with.
Yeah, this isn't Jed Hoyer on the phone with Drew Pomeranz.
No, Drew Pomeranz is like my
Craig Counsell.
My caller ID lit up, and it was Craig Counsell. I think him taking that extra step is going to, it's already paid big dividends, but it's going to prove to be even more valuable as we get closer and closer to not only the trade deadline and the post-trade deadline stuff that happens when guys get put on waivers and you're hoping they clear, but also close to the playoffs when decisions have to be made about who is in these roles. It's going to be more of a permanent effect when you're talking about putting a playoff roster together for the NLDS and hopefully the NLCS, and who knows? Maybe even the World Series.
He said it. He said it. We also want to talk about it to Russ Dorsey. There's been a lot of suggestions on our text line. Guys, I don't think Javi Baez on a first place team is going to come back to the Cubs this year. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. You can wish cast it all you like. You can put it out there. But I'm just going to rain on your parade a little bit. But what? I get it. I get it. We are going to ask him about the question, though, when it comes to the Cubs, about who also might possibly be part of the teams that are willing to not only trade some arms, but other players as well, because that's important. So Russ is coming up at 125. We have halftime next and some breaking McDonald's news. This is very important. It's not sponsored. This is just how I feel.
Okay, you can feel that way. I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
This is sponsored by me.
I am also intrigued by the information that you'll be sharing with our audience.
Ah, I've hooked Marshall. That's one. This is the score.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime. Woo.
All right. Typically, we like do a rundown of the show and stuff. I don't know that I want to do that because I feel like we've got to get to this breaking news. It's not really breaking. It happened.
No, read it.
Today.
Let them know. Let them know.
All right, but it's not that restaurant. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. We do like Wildfire. Their bar is also awesome.
Yeah, join Wildfire.
It's a nice place to sit at. You do it. Let's go.
As they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food, but also not to be lost, they're also creating memories.
They are creating memories. I had a really good one with a friend at the bar the other day. This is in River North. I had a great time. So shout out to Wildfire, but mostly also in this segment, shout out to McDonald's. You listened to the people. And by the people, I mean every influencer on Instagram who was like, hey, do you miss McDonald's snack wraps? Let me make this super easy McDonald's snack wrap that takes like 72 ingredients and voila.
You did that a little too on the nose.
Yeah, you know, they've got that voice like the Alabama senator that all the men want me to have where you just talk like super slowly and calm because men don't want women to exhibit emotion, but they want them to make food. So then, you know, they have that whole video that just like goes.
Why get back in the kitchen? We can just go to McDonald's.
97 ingredients later, you have your McDonald's snack wrap. Or apparently July 10th. July 10th, McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap. It's very exciting. How do you feel about this, guys? I'm really happy because I like lettuce on stuff.
Well, if you like lettuce
Why was it discontinued to begin with? That's what I want to get to the bottom of. I'll tell you when nobody's talking about.
I know
the
why.
The original reason for the discontinuation.
Oh, I have answers to your question.
What? There are people talking
why
about
was,
this?
Why it was discontinued? I can tell you.
Was it the pandemic?
It was too complicated for its kitchens to prepare, so the burger giant abandoned the snack wrap in the U.S. in 2016.
But I was told that it's, like, super easy. You just have to, like, do these ingredients, and then there's a video.
Do you want to hear
it? Next thing you know, you have your little snack wrap. It took you 24 hours to make.
Do you want to hear the story behind the comeback, though?
Of course.
The decision devastated fans like Alicia Force, this according to the Associated Press. A musician and administrative assistant at a high school in Missouri, America's heartland-ish type place. Force tried to make snack wraps at home and sampled alternatives from Arby's and other restaurants, but nothing was the same.
Because those influencers, they try. They can try. Often imitated, never duplicated.
So she started a Facebook group with 86 members urging McDonald's to resurrect the snack wrap. Other loyal noshers weighed in too. A change.org petition asking McDonald's to bring back the snack wrap has nearly 19,000 signatures. A TikTok video showing a U.S. food reviewer eating snack wraps in Ireland because apparently they exist outside of the U.S.
How dare they?
Racked up more than 1.4 million views. It had an impact. McDonald's began teasing a snack wrap appearance earlier this year. We listen to our fans, and the snack wrap's return is a testament to that. That quote brought to you by McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger.
He also said this, which I think is just a money quote. There's so much opportunity in the chicken category. Yes, there is.
Chicken wings, chicken nuggets, chicken fingers.
We had the chicken strips the other day and that cool sauce that they came out with, which was just as important, in my opinion.
Is the chicken becoming more popular than the burger now? I feel like the chicken has surpassed the burger by
because
a lot.
Doing laps.
Money.
Definitely. Like, it's a lot cheaper.
And listen.
And healthier.
It's not just the aspect of how much money it costs to buy this stuff. It's how much money it costs to raise these things. Like, the bird flu, yes, has taken out the egg supply and a lot of other stuff. That is going to happen. But it costs a lot of money to raise cows, as we've seen. When you have wildfires in Amarillo, thanks to electric companies, then, you know, these poor herds and the videos of the cows that are all scared and they're running away. You know, this has an effect on the market. So I'm so glad to see that Erlinger said there's opportunity in the chicken category. And that includes bringing back the snack wrap.
Check this out, though. The snack wrap's lower price point could lure back inflation-weary customers who have been eating fewer fast food meals in recent months. Also, Steve Davis, a mental health counselor in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, used to buy 6 grilled chicken snack wraps at a time and keep them in his fridge as a grab-and-go snack. Quote, "I'm not actually a fast food fan, but snack wraps felt different. Like I was eating an actual wrap. I felt like I was being healthier." That's the quote from Davis. I love the dramatics that come when we talk about bringing things back.
I was not a McRib person. You know, I didn't grow up on pork because my parents were married at the time and my dad doesn't eat scavengers. I didn't eat pepperoni until they got divorced. I like pepperoni. But the point is, like, I was never much of a McRib person. You know, this was just a side effect of that situation. But when they decided to bring back the snack wrap, I'm in. I'm into the resurgence of a McDonald's item on the menu. Also, bring back the all-day breakfast.
Ooh, that is a hot take, but not really a take, just a hot request, which I agree with. All-day breakfast is a move.
While we're here for my McDonald's takes.
Okay, go ahead.
O'Hare Breakfast McDonald's is one of the finer things in life.
You know what? You know what I appreciate about the O'Hare McDonald's? The one in Terminal 3, right? Yeah, in Terminal 3.
Here's it's the American Airlines terminal. Yeah. Like HK and all that.
That's it. What I appreciate about that one is it is well-staffed. Like, usually you get in the airport and you're taking forever. They've got the kiosk. They've got the at-the-counter order. You could do a lot of different things with that.
No, and listen, nobody's paying me to say this stuff. But, like, it's just the truth. There's something about the O'Hare Airport McDonald's breakfast that just really hits.
I want to give some details about the revitalization of the snack wrap real quick. Because for the U.S. comeback, McDonald's is offering fewer kinds of snack wraps to ensure faster service. It used to have both grilled and fried chicken options, but it's only offering fried chicken in the U.S. for now. And the relaunched snack wraps will only come in 2 flavors, ranch or spicy.
The company used to offer
additional sauces like honey mustard and sweet chili.
Yeah, the honey mustard snack wrap was a big part of life for a lot of people.
That was my go-to.
But maybe you can make your own McDonald's snack wrap.
Guess
but
what, Layla?
Just, you know, 92 ingredients later and 24 hours later, you have your snack wrap, but it's still not the same. But you have a woman speaking to you in a soothing voice. No opinions. So
I don't
feel
know
better.
That voice is soothing. I want to let you know, if you want to go north of the border, Canada still offers grilled or fried chicken and snack wraps, for example, as well as chicken, fish, and breakfast versions of full-size wraps.
Oh, the breakfast wrap, major key. Also, 630, they need to bring back the Big Mac snack wrap. Not everything is chicken. Fair. Yeah, I'm here to listen, you know?
What's your all-time McDonald's, like, defunct thing that you want brought back? Mine is the chocolate chip cookies in a box. Well, okay, it's a toss-up between the chocolate chip cookies in the box, or if you remember the McDLT, it came in, like, a long package to keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold. Because it had the lettuce, tomato, and one bun on one side. It had the
technology
the and stuff on the other.
Technology.
Yeah, it was great.
We love embracing technology. 815. You two are insufferable. As a 20-plus year listener, I've officially had enough. I'm
so sorry. For us.
No! Yeah, at least you have your snack wraps. There's, you know, you have that going for you. And yes, people are mad about my voice all the time, which is why I love mocking it, so they can be further what? Mad about my voice. Hi, you've been triggered.
Oh, so you want them to step into a phone booth, if they can find one at this day and age, put on a cape and come out so they can be super mad. That's what you want.
No, I mean, it's true. There is a whole groundswell of people who want women to talk like that. It's a whole thing. It's on the internet. But it is also influencer voice. Like, they do all have the narrative.
That's like on a... like on TikTok and stuff?
There's an influencer voice and style. Absolutely. It's kind of like the ESPN style. Or should I say, it's kind of like the ESPN style.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And then you have the pause in the tone at the end.
Can I tell you about my halftime?
You have a snack wrap return.
We gotta check out for 5 on it. But before we do that, I just want to tease my halftime for tomorrow.
It's halftime.
So for tomorrow, we're going to talk about these new parties that they're having for dating. They take the height out of the equation. Yeah, for all the heightists out there, we found something.
Also, just talk to people.
Short kings. They're going to live.
They're going to live because they're going to be this. Everyone, they're having parties where everyone's the same height. I'm going to tell you all about it tomorrow.
815 says, bring back hot mustard sauce. We are taking that into consideration.
Okay, that's fair.
We will voice it.
I like that. Yeah. Nuggets, tenders, wings.
Yeah, I'm here for all of the requests. 847 says they still have the cookie tote.
I don't know what that is.
It's cute. It sounds cute.
On a related note, when I take off my clothes, I look like Grimace. That's my shape.
When he takes off his clothes, he looks like Grimace.
If you don't know who Grimace is, Google that. That's what my shape of my body looks like.
No, he doesn't. ESPN.
But I'm working on my Russ Dorsey. I'm working on my Russ Dorsey. But right now, we're in Grimace mode.
Five on it is next. We have some questions that I think are going to fire up some people. Yeah, we might have to revisit some of these later. But you get them now next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.